T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Traffic at the airport is starting to pick up. If someone were to fly, even if it's not necessarily recommended at this point in time, especially with the spike we're seeing around the country, what are the protocols? What's going on at the airport? What do people need to know before they're about to fly somewhere?
TSA officers, people are going to see some changes at the TSA security checkpoint. You'll see TSA officers who will be wearing masks and gloves. They're also going to see that there are some plastic shields around the travel document checking station. And so they should just be aware of that. There'll be social distancing signs to remind people to socially distance in lines. So even though the lines may look long, it's really because we're hoping that people will be socially distanced from each other while they're waiting to be screened at the security checkpoint. Passengers should also be wearing masks as they come to the checkpoint as well. TSA has implemented a few procedural changes that travelers should also expect. In addition to the fact that passengers should be wearing masks, they should expect that when they come up to the travel document checking station, that it is likely the TSA officer will ask them to adjust or temporarily, you know, remove their mask just for a few seconds to identify them, make sure their ID matches the ID, their face matches the ID on the license or passport or whatever government ID.
Has there been an increase in air traffic? And if so, how much are we talking about over the last couple weeks or so?
During the last few weeks, TSA has seen that the throughput and the number of passengers who are traveling has increased a bit. Yesterday, we saw about 500,000 people who came through the security checkpoint. Keep in mind that compares to last year was about more than that. So about 2.5 million passengers came through security checkpoints this time last year, and yesterday was about 500,000.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.